Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Halloween spending is hitting record highs, and consumers are expected to shell out over $13 billion this year as chocolate and candy prices surge and pressure grows to hand out full-size bars. We welcome in Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles. I do want to tackle the idea of you're being pressured now to hand out full-size candy bars. We'll take care of that next, because last year we talked about how the price of chocolate was going up and that people were going to move on to more kind of processed sugar snacks, you know, like Skittles and Starburst, just because chocolate prices were high and moving up. Are the same trends that were driving the surge in chocolate prices last year, do they exist this year?
Absolutely, Rob. And in fact, it's even worse because you're not going to have a choice. What we're seeing is a lot of these chocolate manufacturers are already downsizing the size. So you're not going to be able to even find full-size candy bars.
So in other words, if you want to be the house that everyone likes, you're out of luck. Some people are spending $200 plus on Halloween candy. And how much of that is just the natural increase in prices that we've seen last year into this year? And how much of this is people buying the bag of Halloween candy early, then they eat everything, then they have to go back to the store?
Well, you know, in fact, I was in a couple supermarkets over the weekend, and we're seeing, you know, smaller bags of candy. In fact, there was one from Hershey's that was like $20 for a bag of these little bars. So I think that, you know, if you're buying it and you're eating it before you can give it away, you know, you're going to spend a lot more money this year. And when we look at the price of cocoa, and it's come down a little bit, but, you know, 57% of Americans are saying that higher prices are changing how much they spend on Halloween candy.
And then that's just before we talk about all the other stuff that is involved in Halloween. The spend on candy expected to be nearly $4 billion, up 11% from last year. Costumes up $4.3 billion. And I would imagine there's a lot of tariff sensitivity in costumes and Halloween decorations, both of which are expected to be up double digits on a percentage basis from 2024.
Absolutely, because especially in the case of costumes, they're all coming from China. So we've got the tariff situation. To be honest with you, if you haven't bought your costumes yet, you know, make your own because the price is going to go up even more between now and the end of the month.
And then when it comes to people's just overall Halloween spend, there's a great deal of price sensitivity, and you're already hearing from other consumer-facing businesses, restaurants especially, that deal with value-conscious customers, that they are pulling back on just going out to eat and activities such as that. But Halloween is now one of the biggest holidays of the year as far as retail spend is concerned. It's bigger than Valentine's Day. It's not quite Christmas, but it's still a multi-billion dollar holiday every year, and people like to indulge in the celebration. So will they cut back on other aspects of their life to fund Halloween, or will Halloween be a little less spooky this year?
No, I think that, you know, Halloween this year is going to be bigger than ever, and not just from a dollar standpoint. I think with all the turmoil that's going on in the world and in the nation, people are going to be going out for Halloween to have a little fun, because these days we don't have a lot of fun.
So in other words, if you're the food company, you can say, well, of course we can raise prices on Halloween candy and other Halloween-related items because we're not going to be dinged in the marketplace because of it.
Correct. You're 1,000% correct. But let's not forget, especially when it comes to chocolate and anything made with cane sugar, their costs have gone up. Now, the question is whether or not they're being a little too opportunistic at the same time. So, you know, prices are up. We're seeing smaller size packages. And the question is, you know, when we look at the year-end results, whether or not the major companies, you know, the Hershey's of the world, the Mars of the world, whether or not they're going to have record profits.
Phil Lempert, founder of SupermarketGuru.com, based in Los Angeles. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next, Instagram promises a more PG-13 experience for their teen users.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.